Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The most important battle, and we've been working up for this to this for a while, in recent human history is going down right now between the EU and Elon Musk. If Elon Musk capitulates, they're betting he will, it's a good bet, and allows EU censors not just to censor Americans, particularly conservatives, Trump supporters, but literally to censor political ads, to become the de facto international police officer over our elections, the world will plunge into darkness. And I get so frustrated trying to explain this to our side. I'm already getting the text. Well, I'll just post on Truth Social. Well, awesome. No one will see it, but cool. Do that. You may not be on X, and you should be, but you may not, and that's fine. But those of us who are fighting for freedom are on X. We fight every day. Much bigger accounts than mine. And they are the let me just read you this today, okay? Because I can see the correlation here. We have this, we pay a lot of money for it. It's called Topic Pulse. You could tell Fox News has it too. The Newsmax has it. You could tell they have it. Because literally you can see what the top 10, top 15, top 20, top 100 stories in the country are by likes, hits, and clicks. And for the first time in my lifetime, one of those is Newsmax, right now. Another one of these is outraged over Zohran Mamdani teaching illegals how to evade ICE. That's a New York Post story. We have hit media parity. People can know what the truth is. And the left knows they cannot win. That is because of X. It's not because of Truth Social. If the light that is X goes out in the world, we will never recover from it. Donald Trump is the president because Elon Musk bought X. He had no way to get his message out otherwise. X is the number one news app in every single EU country, and it's the number one news app in this country. I even have people texting, well, I'll mail it in the mail. Well, okay, write a letter and mail it in the mail if you want. We're going to lose. And you walk out to your mailbox to mail it as the tanks roll down your street. They won't censor me. I'm not getting an X account. Well, okay, cool. Then don't get an X account. I don't care. But you're going to live in an authoritarian regime. The light is going out in the world. That is how big a deal this X fine is. And it is a test. This is the Democrat. Folks, I have been, if you listen to me, I've been documenting this. I've been telling you this was coming for weeks. I've been telling you the Obama people are working with the EU on this. I have been watching as John Brennan, former director of the CIA, under Barack Obama, journeys again and again to Europe to help them set this system up, most recently helping the Irish oppress their conservatives. And not even conservatives, really, just anybody who isn't on the left. With censorship. And what have Donald Trump and Marco Rubio done? Well, so far they've said don't do it. They sent J.D. Vance over, to their credit, to give a speech saying stop censoring. J.D. Vance delivered. It was a great speech. And they have revoked the visas for some of the censors that work for the EU. So they can't travel here, neither can their families. That's it. But Donald Trump has never explicitly said to the EU, don't censor Americans, leave our social media alone. That is why this is happening today. This is a test. So here's what they want to know. They want to know if Elon Musk will pay the fine. They want to know if Elon Musk will comply with their demand. Now, the problem they have right now, the censors, they can't get inside of X. Their censors specifically want to see algorithms, likes, retweets, and how much audience conservatives are allowed to have, because the things we say are viewed as hate in the EU, where entire political parties are banned. If you look in Germany, for instance, the AfD party, there's this weird thing going on with them. They are banned. They are literally an illegal party. However, they are also the number one party in polling. Why? X. They continue to exist because of X, because X is not censored. What they are saying is, try to process this for me, because this is mind-blowing. They don't just want the algorithms, the likes, the hits, the clicks, an analysis of how far political ads by the right are allowed to travel in Europe. They want it for our elections. They are asserting the right to censor in our elections, as they did when Jack Dorsey owned X. And in order to begin that process, Elon Musk has to let the censors in. That is what the third charge is, right? So what they want is Elon Musk to pay $140 in U.S. dollars in a fine and let them in to begin collecting the data they will need to censor American elections ahead of 2026 and 2028. Now, if you're watching Musk, he's cursing at them online. He's telling them to pound sand. He's doing all of this. But he did that in Brazil, too. And then ultimately, he censors those poor people now. He gave in. Over about $6 million, actually. They had frozen $6 million of his revenue, and he capitulated. So they're saying, they're looking at this. They're going, wow, 25% of X's revenue, 17% of its users are in the EU. Musk is going to cave. The only way this gets fixed is Donald Trump steps up to the plate and says no. Forcefully, not, hey, we're going to revoke a few more visas. No, forcefully, the EU and John Brennan and Barack Obama are not going to censor our elections using X. Because I'm here to tell you, if Trump and Rubio don't back him, he's going to capitulate. He will give in. He will. We've seen him do it in Brazil. So there is literally nothing more important than this. And the fight that I've been dreading for a long time has been set up. By the way, do you know why this is happening now? Because the UK just fined 4chan. Trump did nothing. Congress did nothing. The owner of 4chan has submitted legislation to the Republicans in Congress that would protect him and sites like it. This is an American site, but the UK saying, hey, just because it's on the internet, we have the right to censor it, even though it's not even in the UK. Again, nothing from Trump, nothing from the Republicans, the legislation sitting here. So that kind of weakness is what invites what just happened with Elon Musk. This is terrifying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.